Welcome to No Pressure Zone, where conversation flourishes.
Yo, so I be on X all the time, and I just want to say, bro, it's about time for everybody to start taking responsibility. Because, I mean, the world done gone so wild, bro.
Too
wild, bro. Check this out, bro. But let me tell y'all something, too, bro. I know it is very important to take both perspective, bro. Sometimes you got to look at things from both perspectives so y'all can both come to a standing point. I'm saying the world don't even do that no more. You remember back in the day, bro? Instead of people just going out wild and think about shit, people don't stop and think about shit no more. Right. And I understand that it's hard as hell raising kids, but too many of y'all ain't trying to be the parents or the guardians or the godmamas or the aunties and uncles. Some of y'all trying to be fucking friends. Y'all, those kids, y'all ain't equal, bro. Because at the end of the day, you got to be the bigger person and swallow your pride and go your ass to work, or swallow your pride and don't say nothing and keep your mouth shut, bro. And kids got to understand, bro, it is hard as fuck to be a parent or an auntie or an uncle because they trying to teach you some shit. It's learn. Because think about it, bro. The school, yeah, they teach you at school, but you know where your real learning come from? Your real learning come from home. You feel me? Everybody real learning coming from home. Kids, the first thing they learn slaying shit that their parents do. So some of y'all got to start acting like friends and start parents, because I mean, these kids nowadays, bitch, these kids, wow, I'm saying, they don't even respect the elderly people no more. Like, bro, y'all don't respect the elderly. And guess what? Your parents forgot to tell you this shit. Don't you know you shorten your days just not by listening to your parents, bro? Your days, bro. Your mama and daddy can live your days because you so disrespectful and y'all think that's a good thing? Ain't no fucking good thing. Fucking what parent want to bury their child? It ain't supposed to be that way. Kids supposed to bury their parents, not their parents bury their kids. And now you gotta look at it. All the responsible adults, most of the responsible adults, bro, all them gone. All them big mamas gone. All them great grandmamas, them ones that was rough on us, bro, because we needed it, they gone. Ain't no more of them. Now you just got these heifers. And these heifers ain't nothing. You got bitches, grandmas at the age of 40, bro. They don't cook, they don't clean. Instead, all they want to do is listen to damn Cardi B and somebody named Gorilla. That's all they want to do, bro. I'm saying, bro, it's time to start taking y'all back, bro. Because, bro, all the things they told you that you shouldn't do, guess what? That's the shit that made you the person who you is today. Now all this soft shit, then you wondering why the kids running wild. Because y'all did this shit. Y'all telling people, oh, don't beat your kids. But meanwhile, these kids out here running fucking wild. Oh, go in timeout. Timeout do not fucking work. And you wondering why these little bastards growing up to blow up schools and shit. And why they around here disrespecting our elders and killing their parents. I blame the lawmakers, bro. If y'all stop coming up with these dumbass laws, I feel like the world will be a whole lot better. Now, some of the shit, they can change, but not every fucking thing, bro. Not everything. Y'all fucked up the world with all these new laws. And I feel like we need a social media check because y'all just be posting all types of crazy shit. Y'all be videoing. Y'all could be sitting right there watching a bitch get killed and still video it. We need to make these laws a little bit stronger, even for these fucking kids. Ever since y'all want to act like adults, guess what? Started treating their ass like an adult. Started sending their ass to prison, giving them bigger fucking them little charges that y'all been chopping up, the little misdemeanors, that ain't shit. Get a little rah-rah ass a little fucking a felony charge and put his ass in prison with a grown-ass man and see what the hell happened. Oh, y'all might, oh, no, that's just doing too much. That's not doing too much. Apparently, your ass wasn't doing enough, because if you was, your child won't be out here assaulting innocent fucking. For one, y'all supposed to send y'all fucking kids to school to protect one another. Instead, they all on cell phones, all in the bathroom. I seen a disabled girl, literally somebody jumping on a disabled girl. I want to say, parents, bro, y'all ain't got no fucking common sense. And some of y'all be knowing y'all kids be on the internet posting this shit. beat your kids' ass. If you can't beat their ass, call somebody that can beat their ass. You feel me? Because y'all out here doing a little bit too much. And then y'all kids, they done got so managed into it, bro. Now y'all can't tell them shit. When a kid started getting like they can smell they must, that's the best time to knock their ass down. You know what I'm saying? By the time I punch you in your shit, you gonna come back to reality. Because sometimes kids need a reality check, and so do the fucking parents, bro. Y'all out here just letting all types of shit slide on social media. Politicians and shit like that, all types of crazy shit. And then on top of that, we be putting people in high positions that ain't supposed to be there. Like, y'all are put this motherfucker ahead of everything, and this motherfucker been raping kids for over 30-something years. And then when he get caught up and everybody act all surprised, why you surprised? This motherfucker been doing that. And then on top of that, y'all be putting these racist people in park places where they ain't supposed to be. It should not be no racist judge, because we already know what gonna be the outcome. We already know how they gonna be judged, how their perspective gonna be. You feel me? I mean, it's just so much. I'm like, the world's so fucked up, y'all just don't know, especially as an American. As American people, y'all don't be understanding that we all human. I'm saying, we all go through the same shit in life. End of the day, your ass gonna need a roof over your head, your ass gonna need food in your belly, and your ass gonna need medical care when your ass need it. You feel me? Your ass bleed the same blood, so there ain't no reason for everybody to be hating on one another. There ain't no reason for nobody to be knocking one another hustle. We all got a little hustle in us. Some people just understand the assignment better. You shouldn't hate on them because they understand the assignment better. Sometimes, shit, learn, shit. I don't know about y'all, but I like to learn from my mistakes. And you ain't got to keep on punching me in my shit for me to understand. You feel me? I mean, like, y'all don't take it. Y'all take life for granted, bro. And then y'all think the shit that's dangerous, y'all think it's funny. Especially these little dumbass social media challenges. Kids been fucking themselves up. Y'all out this bitch dying just to do a challenge, bro. Growing up, bro, we didn't have no damn computers. We took our ass out the door in the real world. Kids can't even laugh. And every time you see one on, they talking about a gun or a stick or some shit. Shut your ass up, bro. Every time I see you, you're talking about it. Then the parents, bro, some of y'all, bro, like I said, y'all need a reality check. Some of y'all worse than the fucking kids. And we can see why the apple didn't fall too far from the tree. And when the government want to blame the parents too, everybody pointing the fingers at everybody, but ain't nobody looking at their goddamn self. Nobody. Ain't nobody taking a chance and being like, you know what, I need to start with me, because guess what, I played a big ass part in this too. You feel me? People don't do that shit no more. Instead, y'all just let everything slide. Now, understanding, bitch, we all on this planet together, bitch. We all gotta live and thrive together. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing, bro. You know what? God bless y'all on this journey. I'm out. I'm finna go grub. I'm saying, make sure y'all share this podcast. Tell all your friends. Make sure y'all check out No Pressure Zone. We on Twitter. I mean, on X. Yeah, we on X. Y'all can see the videos that we post. Make sure y'all drop a line. Message us if you got some questions or anything you want to ask. Make sure y'all check us out. God bless y'all, bro. Keep your head up.